It was very, first of all, while I was at Puget Sound Power and Light, I was going to a dentist named Dr. Howard Hammond, and he asked me one day when I was in for getting my teeth cleaned if I would like to come to work for him. And this certainly interested me far more than sitting at a machine, because I was always a people person.
Right.
And I was going to be making equally as much money, with the possibility of more, because I would get a percentage of what his income was. And so I gave my notice, and they weren't very pleased with me at Puget Sound Power and Light. They couldn't figure out why I wanted to do that. And even my brother Dan thought that I was being rather stupid. But I went to work for Dr. Hammond. I was his receptionist and his chair assistant. And I also worked in the lab and did made inlays and things like that.
Wow.
It was very, very interesting. Well, along in 1940, must have been 43, he enlisted in the Air Force, Army Air Force, as a dentist. And so he closed his office and off he went. Well, I was able to get into a program that was just starting at the University of Washington, which was funded by the Lanham Act, which was passed by Congress, and it was for having, they were sitting services, but they were entirely different from a sitting service. They were really preschools, and they were set up all over the country, and we had eight in Seattle. I had had child psychology, and of course I'd had a very strong course in child psychology with two little brothers. And a mother who really, really understood child care tremendously. So I went into training. There were a group of us that were accepted and went into training. And I worked in the program in Seattle. And it was a very wonderful experience, because I used it all of my life in dealing with children. And certainly helped me in the upbringing of my own children.
When did that program start, and when did you...
I was in at the very beginning, and I'm quite sure it was 1943. And they were in very great need, of course, of women to go into the factories to work. And we were open from 6 o'clock in the morning till 7 at night.
Wow.
And we worked in shifts. And we in each school, we had enough teachers so that there were always two teachers on duty. And we had a cook, two cook housekeepers. There was a master menu came from the school department of Seattle, and those two women cooked the food every day. The food was, the raw food was delivered, and we had little tables, and there would be eight children around a table and a teacher. And the food was served in casseroles, and it was very, very well balanced meals, and the children served themselves. And yes, actually, it's amazing. We didn't take children that weren't toilet trained, but we started at 3, so we had 3 and 4 year olds, and we didn't have any 5 year olds, because there was another program for 5 year olds. But it was an excellent program, and I think it made a great deal of difference. It was sort of like Head Start.
Mm-hmm.
We had wonderful equipment, and the children were disciplined by the environment, and we had great equipment. The manual training classes in the high schools made us play equipment, and the tables and chairs that we used in the interior of the schools. It was very well thought out and very well managed, and I enjoyed very much working there. So I continued to do that until Janice and Sylvia wanted to go to San Francisco, and they asked me if I'd like to go with them. And I talked it over with Mother, and she said, it's time for you to get out on your own. I'd always lived at home.
And how old were you?
When I left, I turned 24 when I got to San Francisco. We left in the springtime.